jab it.
This is an absolute disgrace. How could EA let this happen? The person at the top needs to resign straight away. Whoever the main head of the game is needs to go. And there needs to be other heads all in as well. EA help. Say they can't even give you compensation if your weekend league gets ruined by a bad connection from their servers or from a draft miscommunication on their servers as well. But yet they can sell you Ronaldo moments. Like, what is that about? It's an absolute disgrace. And anyone that knew about it, you're implicit, I'm afraid. If you knew, heard all these rumours about, oh yeah, there's a FIFA black market, you can buy cards, and then you said nothing, what the bloody hell are you doing? Why didn't you flag it up at all? Like, are you just trying to get clout, or are you actually being an idiot and making yourself implicit in this? It's an absolute disgrace. Anyone involved who knew about it or who bought the coin should be banned, and this should be stopped.
Hello foodies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We started off this show a bit different because tonight we're not going to talk about the latest content. We will not talk about players and review them. And of course, as part of foodcoaching.com and this black market community, we will not talk about gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Instead, we started off with this rant sent in by, of course, none other than friend of the show, What The Food host, it's Steve. And Steve isn't here, but thanks for that message. So tonight we're going to discuss this certain topic. But I'm not going to discuss that alone because we've noticed yesterday that might be a bit boring. So joining me tonight is friend of the show, none other than Nishant.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me back on. It's certainly an interesting day today.
It sure is. And it's about to get even more interesting because here is our friend from Scotland, runner-up in the competition. It is none other than Paul Footdead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sorry, I had to be done, but that's basically because I see Rangers supporters in chat.
It's fine. Still wearing all my Celtic. This is my tribal merchandise. I've got my quadruple tribal merchandise somewhere else as well. Sorry. Good. I'll just keep dropping that in there.
Yeah, so that's food and review for you.
Not aggressive at all.
Not at all. Not bad. No.
Normally he doesn't record with a camera, but tonight, Paul does. Welcome, guys. Good to have you on board. I was kidding, of course, but yeah, something happened today on the social media channels and everything exploded. We got sent in a lot of questions, sent in this amazing voice rant by Steve. I think he had to re-record a dozen times because we wouldn't make the PG-13 rating the first 11 tries. But yeah. Without further ado, Paul, can you describe what's going on here, or allegedly is going on?
Allegedly, let's just put that out there. These are allegations at this stage that people are buying Prime Icon Moments cards from what looks to be EA employees on a supposed black market for rather large sums of money. People are a bit. I didn't actually find out about it until I think they posted something this afternoon on Twitter, and every single comment was just like constantly giving them absolute abuse over this. So yeah, I never even found out about it until looking at late in the day, but
yeah,
shocking stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So there were images leaked that that's the thing why we're going to say allegedly tonight. We're not, of course, there's no proof. There's been proof if you look at it, but it's hard to say if it's fair or not fair, so we don't know. So everything is about speculation, but at least we're going to talk about what's going on, right? So the thing is, like Paul said, there are, certain icons are being sold, and they are being sold for hefty prices. And all you had to do was chat to EA help, say you were looking for Prime Icon Moments, and you could go into some cow trading there. Or, black market icon trading, you could say. Hefty prices were paid. And I think it has something to do with, maybe not everyone knows that, but there's like something called, it's sort of promotion set. If you're something for marketing, there's an option for social media content and stuff that you can get three icons. I've seen that before, that you can choose three icons and two players, for example, or two of the year players. I've worked for the organization, so I already also had that option on the main account. Just pick three icons and drop it in your club. Which is really cool. I get why they do it, promotional purposes. But that seemed to be sort of abused by some of the EA Help customer service. But there's that. And tonight, I think it's very important to discuss that, because there's always left or right something to be said about that. And once again, we're not saying it's true. We're not saying it's false. We're just reporting on what is being said and how it's being said and our thoughts about that.
I'm not even sure if we can call it trading. Isn't it just outright, let me pay you retail price for Pim Ronaldo, you know, 2,000 euros? Send me, you know, give me a Prime Icon Moments, Ronaldo, and then two other icons. It's fantastic. If I look at this objectively from a competitive standpoint, all else equal, if this has been going on for a while, and we do not know how long, but a competitive player who probably drops south of $20,000, some of them even more, as we have attested through direct messages when we come across these courts in the weekend league, it's a very sensible move. If you're part of an organization, 2,500 euros is a business expense to drop the three best icons in game. Fantastic. Fantastic value if you're a competitive player. The ethics of it, I'm sure, is what we want to discuss today. My piece, and I'm sure there are other opinions, is the fact that this is just a reflection of how, you know, desperate the esports scene is in foot. And we talk a lot about it just generally in the Twitter army, if you will, or just offline about other esports and how they're truly esports. But with FIFA, sometimes it becomes a case of, can you really call it an esport when not everybody has the same team or access to the same players, whether it be for qualifiers or regional events or even world events? I think at that point you start to get access. I don't know. For me, if these allegations are true, I feel a lot for the competitive scene, not so much for the casuals, right? The casuals, I don't see myself paying $2,000 for access to this. But I do feel for the competitive players that it's not a leveler for them, and they're then competing against the grain. And FIFA online, especially with the ongoing pandemic, is already a challenge with connectivity issues and which side of the bed you wake up from or the servers wake up from. This is another thing, if true, is unfair. But that's just how I initially feel about it right now. And it's also funny, but on a more serious note.
It's also funny.
It is also pretty hilarious. Like, let's not be around it. It's pretty funny.
All right, so I do get what Nishan's saying about the competitive scene, although I'm pretty sure you can't deduct these as a business expense. But if it's 10% of what you normally spend, I totally get that. Now let me just start. Paul, what's your hot take on this one?
I can get why people do it. Like you say, you can drop $5,000 on packs and points and get nothing even close to what these cards offer. And you could spend £2,000 and then that's it. But I mean, like we've obviously touched on the kind of ethical side of it. There's also the fact that, I was going to say, if you get caught doing it, could you get banned? Because if it's somebody from EA that's done it for you, how can they ban you from their own competition? But I really don't know what would happen. I must imagine, you have to imagine now EA must be launching some kind of investigation into this, because somebody has to lose their job over that, surely. That has to happen.
So this reminds me of what's happening on in the Netherlands with the health organizations. Quick sidestep, but I think it's very similar in the end. So what happened here is that if you did a corona test, right, to see if you got COVID or not, you had to like enter all your data, of course. Like, you have to know it's you, where you're from, etc. And there were employees from that organization who were actually, that big football star. He went in for his test and now we can see his data in our system. Let's take that data and sell it somewhere. And the organization itself said, well, we have no idea this was happening. It's just like five or maybe 10 employees doing this, and they will all get fired. We know who they are now, and we're just going to get after it. But the problem was they didn't like secure their organization well enough. They did make it easy to do this, and they didn't track that this could be done. So now they like covered everything up, and because that's like personal data and it's very sensitive, everyone jumped on this. But there's a big chance it's only a couple of employees, or maybe one employee for all we know, who could do something like this, because we know we can, they can like turn reward. But it's a bit sour though to think about it. And I can't imagine they are like not able to track where these cards go to, how many cards did they gave out, to where did they give out, with what reason they have to give out. If it's that easy to do things like that, I think even though it might be one or maybe a couple of employees, it's still somewhere at fault though that this can happen, right?
It should be easy enough, but given that, I mean, the EA must have a pretty serious amount of analytics when it comes to cards, what cards go where. They must be able to track that and find out.
Well, if they can, like,
if they care,
if they, that's the other thing. But if they can put out extra Ronaldos or something, like we've always think they will do, like fresh Ronaldos on the market, the moment the market needs it, they can definitely check how many Ronaldos are being given out.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So I think there's something to be.
But let's not underestimate the cost involved in maintaining analytics. There are thousands of players in the foot database. I wouldn't be very surprised that it is hard to keep a handle on analytics. Understanding, I am aware that they do track a lot of in-game analytics, i.e., you know, just so that they can make their fixes and all the hot fixes and updates that they do put in place, and that's fine. But with cards, it's always been very difficult. I just recall another, you know, when they make mistakes around red picks, right? I mean, we've had instances already this year. Last year, I remember during the La Liga Tots week, with the weekend league, they gave out incorrect red picks for, I think, gold 3 and above. And basically, if the analytics were working perfectly fine, which may be time-consuming, and in this case, because it's a one-off and it's a really serious issue, maybe they take the time. But I think they decided at the end of the day, they would just reissue red picks for those who have already claimed it. There was no way for them to track. I mean, we would take away the cards. So there, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they track it, but equally, it goes both ways. Just on that, I think... I'm not sure if these are untradeable cards. I think these are untradeable cards. And again, a bit of a tinfoil hat. I suspect that they may just be tracking the live cards. They may not even be tracking the untradeables because they are of no consequence to, you know, to them from a market perspective. Because at the end of the day, let's be very clear, with the latest promo within the promo that's just happened, why has that taken place? That's taken place, as Paul would attest, because of how high the prices have been in the market for fodder. So their intention has been, let's drop that and let's introduce some tension in the market. And everybody panic sold their meta cards, have definitely dropped. Their team of the years have also dropped. And most cards like the Mbappe, Ronaldo's and whatnot, I think, you know, they're 25% at least on value lost.
Yep.
So with that said, I think there's always a dilemma. It's they care more about the tradable aspects. The untradables, I don't think they care very much. And to the earlier question, I think somebody raised, what happens? Can they ban the player? I would be very surprised if they do that, because then one, they're admitting to a fault, which a massive organization doesn't without a legal army behind them. And the legal recourse would always be minimize noise and maximize protection for self. So do what you can do internally. And I think that would be the course of action. But yeah, it's not surprising at all that this allegations, if true, have come to pass, because it's all untradeable. It's solo. You get to boost your team, but you don't get to trade with them. If this goes into a trading angle, then certainly you are going to take this a lot more seriously, because then you're going back to what they would call uncontrolled days of early foot days, where I think you could even trade between yourselves and have the player trades back in the day. So that's how I feel about it. I think they'll try to push it under the rug and not just comment on it, because their lawyers just won't allow it. They just won't allow it to happen overnight. There may be an investigation, and they have every right not to talk about it.
I wouldn't talk about it, if I'm quite honest. Right? I'd look into who was doing this, and It's probably the one who left the building early today.
Yeah.
You can probably see one red face sitting there, like, uh-oh.
One guy all of a sudden said, oh no, I've got a cough.
Yeah, I'm off.
Bye, see you in 2 days.
Yeah, I mean,
let's remember, these are customer service representatives working probably from home during the pandemic from somewhere. $2,000 a pop to access untradeable icons. It's a no-brainer. Just, you know, I don't know. It's fantastic. And it's fantastic hustle. That's what it is. It's a fantastic hustle.
You have to admire that level of ballsiness to try and get... I mean, I suppose, you know what you mean. If it's a customer service rep that's maybe, you know, doing a part-time... Like it's almost like a part-time call center job they might be doing. It could be some, you know, and you, like you say, someone's going to offer you €2,000 a whip. You could probably make in a weekend. You could probably make $12,000 off these guys. It's, yeah, you probably would if you're in that situation. You were offered it. It'd be very, very hard to turn it down.
Well, there's two things being here: the fact that they can actually do it without having to. Answer for giving those things away. So what I'm aiming at is, of course, we have the Xbox problem with Game Pass coming into EA, or EA Play coming into Game Pass. You couldn't get rewards, right? That went false. Yeah. It took us 4 months to make sure that came on the list for things they are working on. Now it's there, and before it was there, and we asked, can we at least get the things now? You can see that we didn't get it. Okay, you got your kits, you got your rewards, you got your XP. Sorry for the inconvenience, EA Help said. It was on the list now with things they are working on. And the EA representative, and we've spoken with them a lot about this subject, say, okay, while it's under investigation, we can't actually give you the XP boost or the kits or whatever. Sorry for the inconvenience. So they aren't allowed to do that as a customer service, but because that's monitored or something, right? But on the other hand, it is perfectly fine to give out icons without anyone noticing. I think that's a fault in the system. So I can't blame the workers doing that. I can't blame EA that some of the workers are doing it. But I think it's definitely something that shouldn't be possible doing it without proper cause. Oh, I deleted my game, got hacked. If your account gets hacked, Paul, for coin selling or people steal your account data, it's near impossible to get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the same people can give you 3 icons if you say, here, you got £2,000 for it.
I'm pretty sure you get your account back pretty quickly.
Right?
You know, give me my account back and I'll pay you £2,000. You can give me some icons, great.
So, I don't know what it said, but Tor says in our Discord live chat, he says, in the end, it's still a database, not transaction, can be tracked. I mean, Foot is a minuscule database compared to the really huge one out there today, and every single transaction could be tracked. And he's probably very right there. They should always be able to see. So I think I can't blame the employee if it's actually happening, right? And well, no, it's like Nishan said, if you're making €2,000 a month and you can sixfold that in one weekend already, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, you can lose your job, but hey, you just made 6 months of that same job money in that weekend, so meh.
You can sit around for the next 6 months and not do any work and keep the same money.
Exactly, and let them prove it for how much they get paid you and stuff. I mean, it's going to be hard. And if they are actually able to track it. But the other problem, which I think is very obvious now, it is that it is near impossible to get these cards, right? In game by regular play or trade or whatever. Even if you have the coins, Paul, if you have 50 million now, you couldn't even buy Ronaldo. You know, like we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, you probably have to pay someone to list it for you, which is also cheating, right? We discussed it, and he was very against. I said, I know a certain situation that's going to happen for pros, like qualifiers, they need the players, and they are paying in-game money, which is purchased by FIFA points. So they're basically not doing something wrong, except no one's listing them. So they're paying money for a list, which is already a bit iffy, right? Totally get that.
Yeah, definitely.
But the fact that these cards are not anywhere near on the market, so they're like, for 95% of the people, they're unobtainable even if they were on the market. And if you have the coins, you can't even buy them now. And then there's an opportunity which goes around for if you talk to this guy from the customs service. Ah, if you give him some coins, he'll make sure you get them. Well, maybe there's a problem as well, right?
Yeah, so I think the more fruitful discussion today, and I'm sure there's going to be thesis written on these by most people out there who are into foot, is probably twofold. And I think you've hit the nail on the head, is accessibility generally across the board. You said 95% of the people can't access this. 99% of the people can't probably access a high-end Prime Icon Moment card, let alone Ronaldo. I mean, you look at any other Prime Icon Moment card, they're very, very expensive. And I think that's probably a very, I wouldn't call it a healthy debate, but probably it's something that we can spend time on discussing, the accessibility alone. I mean, should everybody have a chance to play with Prime Icon Moments at the end of the day? How do they access it? When can they access it? Because at the end of the day, this is a card game which has a life cycle of a year. So it's not like in a few months' time they're going to build on this. They're going to actually release a new game and you start from the bottom. So you're not actually getting to build on this. So would it just not be fair to have access to most cards and games sooner rather than later? So I understand the monetary aspect of it, but I just feel that there is a wider debate that it's just getting to a point where it's perhaps not so sustainable. The casuals can only watch other content creators, the likes of, you know, very, very, you know, who's that? It's their job, really, the business, you know, the biggest content creators in the market to be able to play these with these icons, but you never get to try it. I don't know, except the time when there was a World Cup mode a few years ago. That's the only time I've been able to play with R9. And I've been playing foot since, you know, for nearly a decade now. So for 6 years now, I think I've been playing foot, but I've only played with R9 the one time, and I haven't been an average player, so I'm probably the representation of an average player who plays weekend league, who does objectives, who does div rivals. I play about 50 div rival games a week when I can find time, and I barely scrap up anything. So unless you're a trader, which most of them have taken down routes, and therefore you have Patreon, trading Patreons, some of them infamous ones as well. But it's just a farce. And that, I think, is the wider question here, really, the accessibility and sustainability of it. Because at some point, the proverbial is going to hit the fan, you know? But hey-ho, maybe I'm being a romantic and a cynic, because last time I checked, at 6... the limited pack offers came out.
17 seconds.
Yes, 6 p.m., 17 seconds on the dot. All of them were cleared out, and they had even increased the pack count over the last couple of days, thinking that, okay, they're not lasting for the full minute, so let's increase the number of packs. So I think I'm just being a hopeless romantic on this one. This is just a vicious cycle. It will continue, but I wish I could, you know, get access to, you know, grind has to be rewarded. That's the point I'm trying to make. Grind has to be rewarded. And at this stage, the grind, I don't think is rewarded suitably. That's where I would leave it. What do you guys think?
Oh, I have to agree with that. I mean, even if you look at you mentioned about not being able to play with the likes of R9, I think if you go back to, when was the last time we had like normal icon SBCs? Was it like FIFA 18? FIFA 19? Like, I'm sure I ended that year with R9 and Prime Hullet in my team. Because the SBCs were like 2.5 million coins.
Something like that. 2 million coins. It was FIFA 19.
Yeah. So like, they were accessible then, and then they decided to change everything, and they've got that famous little quote snippet from their website that people keep like, love to post about how they're going to make icons more accessible than ever. And they took away the SBCs, and now nobody can get them. It's I don't know. They need to, like you say, they need to make it more rewarding, because then you start to lose some of the casual player base. Until that happens, I mean, until people start voting with their feet and leaving, they'll probably just carry on as they always do, because the money's, like you say, the money's still rolling in the door.
Yeah, I know what else I think Steve hinted up on the intro is that there are people saying online, I knew about this has been going for years, quite honestly, I'm pretty deep into the scene. I always said myself, I knew about the listing for a certain amount of money, right? I told you guys about it a couple of weeks back. I didn't know this was a possibility. Really didn't.
Yeah, neither did
I. I had no idea. So if you do know, and I see people saying there's lots more where this is coming from, go out it, please. Don't either you're going for the clout now, trying to get clicks, or you're not, or you're just part of the problem. Sorry, I totally agree with Steve there. You should get the proof going, out them, and go for it, because yeah, it just ain't fair. It also means that you know, it's just plain cheating. I think the whole system is broken. The esports system is broken. The fact you can't get these, you can't even get these cards in draft, right? Just saying, I can't get Prime Moments Hooded in draft. And I play a whole lot of drafts.
I don't play a lot of drafts.
I play so many drafts. Not all icons are in draft. Not all players are in draft. Not at all. So it's like a limited set.
They will be in the next promo for an hour, by the way, so that the content creators can put out their videos and get you to load your FIFA points. Don't worry about that, John.
Yeah, even that I do get, right? Sure, or no problem. But what's going to be next? They're just going to say, okay, if you want to buy a Ronaldo, you pay €150 in the FIFA store? Do it directly?
I mean, if you look at
what... Might actually be much fairer, quite honestly, but...
If you look at it like a trading card game, what people that print trading cards are now doing is selling that one of one or one of five with the autograph or the jersey patch. They're selling it direct. But you could go on... try to think of an example. I bought a couple of jersey patch cards off of Futera in the last few weeks, and they don't even do packs anymore. They just put them up.
Yeah,
you buy them for £40, or I think these ones were actually, I think the jersey patch, like $30. You could buy a gold plated one of one card for $100. How long before FIFA just looks at what those guys are doing and goes, oh yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, that's a good idea. I've been playing. When I was a bit younger and not as bad looking as I was now. I was very into Magic the Gathering, right?
Yeah.
And then I was playing in the league, and then I was like, okay, I need to have these cards to make this deck, and I'll be able to compete again. But I could do two things. I could buy like booster packs, hope that card is in it, or I could go to a store or go to a training yard, say, okay, I'll pay €50 or $50 a card and just get myself those cards, right? I mean, that's what we know was happening in FIFA as well. I pay you €50, you put up the card, I just buy it. Go from there. It's on the limit, but hey, it's part of the scene, so that's okay. This is something else. This is me going to the factory, saying, hey, psst, come over here. It's €50. Can you give me the card, please? New? Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. See ya. Eh. All the other cards are just bought in the same way, purchased in the same way, right? I think this is a bit more. This is just outside of the limit, and I'm really sure nobody of EA would know about this though. I mean, if they were confirmed doing this and stuff, it would collapse on itself. So I doubt that happens.
Just on the business model, I don't think EA moves away from what they're doing today. They've got the hook.
They might do it though if Germany also decides to drop the loot box now.
Oh yeah, sure. This has been debated, discussed, gone to the law several times, and more often than not, a settlement or an excuse has happened. And I'm not getting the right technical word, and I'm sure Andrew will correct us in the Discord. But with that said, I think the current business model is exactly where EA want. EA want their customers to be cyclically loading up FIFA points. They want the content creators to be loading up FIFA points, and as much as they give disclaimers about don't do this at home, let me do the Potter Messi, you shouldn't. Hey, honestly, a 17-year-old is watching a streamer do Potter Messi for 1.6. That's really cool. I get some packs back. I get the wow factor in my school tomorrow that and it's just the right. It gives you the right engagement as well. Don't forget, it's not just about the money through the, rolling in. That's absolutely important. And there are $1 billion. This is a $1 billion program. and if not more. It's also the engagement. Everything in FIFA right now is centered around engagement. You have Mbappe as your cover star, a generational talent who is the cover star for FIFA, who is the team of the year, blue head, slick, 97 rated card. Everybody looks up to him. I mean, this is a fantastic engagement point for FIFA. And Foot builds on that. That engagement combined with the hook of, gambling, call it addiction, call it whatever choice word you will. This is a fantastic business model. As opposed to if they have to or are forced to go down the route of, hey, I'll put up, let's just sell a specific card for a specific price. I wonder if that's sexy enough. And lest we forget, if I'm able to pay 100 euros hypothetically upfront for a Cantona, let's say a mid Cantona upfront,
you do it.
I would do it, but that also means that I would go ahead of the power curve. I would have the best team probably by now. You know, if they even time the release of icons, I'll probably have the best team by now. I have enough money to spend on this. This is my hobby. And I would say, okay, if it's 500 euros for four players, I can have an endgame team today. And that kind of defeats the purpose.
I do it as well. I'm thinking about myself, would I do this? Yeah, I do. If I can do it on the official May, like also just make it a tax, like a company acquisition, 100%. I'll sign now.
That's crazy.
So that's also the value, of course, of this. But if they were, like you said, up for grabs, or you could actually grind towards them, that value goes down and you actually be worth it. So I think that's the thing. On the other hand, how many people do you think actually took on this offer? How many people do you know in your own personal, like, circle? Paul has a really big circle. That's maybe different. But how many people would actually spend 2,000 euros on, like, say, five players? Paul. I want a number.
If it would have to be. I mean, I don't know that many pros.
It wouldn't be pros, because they can't risk being banned. And you know, you saw pros being banned for coin selling and coin buying and stuff.
True.
They're doing it that way, because if it's that well known, they wouldn't be on that ban list. No way.
Yeah, I mean, on a personal level, I don't think I know a single person that would drop that kind of money. Big content creators, yeah, but not like someone I know that plays the game.
Yeah, but content creators are going to want to do it in packs to get extra content out of the pack. So.
Yeah.
Nishan?
No, nobody I know, but coin buying and selling still happens, right? I see adverts in the middle of some content creator's YouTube video which says go buy coins from X, Y, or Z. So that's still happening, and I'm sure every rat finds its way out to the cheese. There's a saying. So every
title of the show.
So if it's coin buying, coin selling, it all happens. Do I know anybody who will drop it? Who will drop that kind of money? No, but if you offer it and make it visible, I'm certain. If you look, honestly, if I were to look at how much I'm willing to put in FIFA points at the beginning of the year, and then maybe during Team of the Year, then maybe another favorite promo, and if that totals up to 500 quid, let's say, and I'll be transparent. I've loaded up 36, maybe 42,000 FIFA points at the beginning of the cycle, just to get myself a boost. And if instead of doing that, if I can put 500 quid upfront with the game, or even to an EA customer service rep and say, hey, I just want two players, a backbone, a defender, a midfielder, and an attacker, and I'll go road to glory on the back of that. Oh, of course I would do it. But it depends. At the end of the day, everybody has a price, and that would be my threshold. Half a grand on 2-3 usable icons to kick me off. Gold one finishes in the beginning of the cycle, as you know, John, are more valuable than, say, 2 months down the line, because regardless of whether the team of the week is bad or good, everybody is building up, those cards are valued more. So yeah, why not? I would do it. I can see a return there.
Even though it would be illegal?
Just to be very clear.
If it was legal, yeah. If it was illegal, I'm already putting the line there. So
Oh yeah, if it's illegal, I wouldn't do it. Absolutely not. But if
quite honestly, if I'm thinking now, right? If I would like, I'm missing a prime moment, and someone of EA Help would like tag me and say, "Hey, I saw you were like these are the examples. I saw you were in need from some prime icon moments. Shall we have a chat in a separate channel?" Yeah, sure. I think he wants to help me. "Hello, John. We can help you. If you pay 2,000 euros, I send you 5 icons of your choice. I would like ding, 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 alarm bells," right? I'm like, what's happening here? I screenshotted and immediately said to all my contacts of EA. 100%. No, I would out this on the show. I would like live stream it right away. And I'll probably get my content back that way as well. No worries.
Yeah.
How does this work? Maybe I'm just like the wrong person for all this, but I mean, are we that desperate for getting those players in, right?
I don't know.
Something I used to really enjoy doing was when you got people like that used to, it was usually people that were trying to be like fake coin sellers, and they would contact me in the DMs, and they would say, "Look, if you give us your account details, we'll give you Prime Hullet or something like that." Yeah. I used to love humouring them. I used to just love taking them to the limit before I'd actually give them anything. Just string them out for ages, and then you just post screenshots of the chat. That's probably what I would do if someone, I wouldn't think twice about it. Just wind them up for 5 minutes and send a few messages back and forth like you were interested. I'd probably just think it was a joke anyway. Like,
but if it says EA Help with like a little blue tag next to it, you would like, this is weird, right? I mean, my Siri is want to get involved in this conversation now.
Yeah.
Shut up, Siri, I'm not talking to you.
But I think you should also look at it. We have been looking at it from a consumer's perspective, but let's maybe throw a lens from a competitive perspective as well, right? I'm not sure or keyed into the price pool structure of competitive scene. I'm sure it isn't amazing unless you get to, let's say, a World Cup final or regional finals as they happen, and you have to win that to make any money. So if you look at it from a competitive standpoint, if the difference, assuming, let's say hypothetically, I'm a pro player, I need to take every advantage I can get. And if it means that I have to pay a certain expense towards getting the best icons in my team, if there are no, you know, if there are no restrictions, of course, on the team, and that I know is going to be the key difference between winning something wherein I make $10,000 out of it or get, you know, those global series points to qualify, auto qualify for the next one. Those are all considerations I would take into account as a pro player. Because let's be very clear, unless things have changed recently, up until a couple of years ago or even last year, I'm not sure so sure about how the competitive scene in FIFA is this year, the prize pool compared to other esports is quite humorous and hilarious for the nature of football. Football is universal. Fortnite may be the most engaged ever, but football is universal. You understand what I mean? It's a FIFA-backed EA iteration. I would argue that the price pool needs to reflect that, but I don't think it does compared to other esports. Well, John, you may have a better idea on this.
Yeah, so although I do agree with the fact that the price pool isn't on par with what it should be, right? 100% agree. I've spoken with so many organizations lately, and they all are not looking like, okay, we need to build this team to be able to get this prize and then break even or then make profit. All the FIFA esports with organizations which are now building, I'm not counting some of the big ones who are already there, right? They are looking at this from a marketing perspective. Get a setup rolling, get some sponsors going, get your base going, get marketing behind it. Make sure you can use that marketing for companies, et cetera, schools. Then you got your base covered, and then you're going to work towards getting a performance going. And if from that performance you get like a prize pool from it, oh, you make big profit. But if that's not, that's all right, because at least your marketing machine is working. That's how FIFA esports is organized this way. The only players that I know that would like chop up that kind of money to be able to compete are the solo players that are good enough to become pro but aren't backed up by an organization, who are probably like luring towards that prize pool to be able to actually make something of FIFA. But I think the best way for these guys is make sure you get into an organization that can actually pay you your salary so you can worry on your performance only. I don't think this is the way to go for them, because one of the other ways if these guys are going there, you'll land on your face one of a day or another, right? You will fall flat, yeah. And then it's over for you because your name got blacklisted. You saw the coin buyers, the pros who want to do that way. You bite the dust somewhere around the line. And I don't see any of these organizations, at least the ones I know about, right? I don't know everything, but the ones I'm involved with, I want to be 100% sure the ones I'm involved with are never doing that. They all give FIFA points to players, opening packs and going from there. And I know for a fact that if for certain organization, if a player is getting caught buying coins or doing it the other way around, like these situations, they get fired because it's in their contract. So I don't know who's actually the market for these guys. Probably desperate players that are going to want to be pro some days or something. I honestly don't know.
Professional football players.
Do they need it though? Because then you are in a promo. Like I know some of these guys as well. Of course, they are in the promotion market where they can just say, "Hey, I want to get a pro card. Hey, if you give me the pro card, can I get those three icons as well?" And I'll tweet about it, and they just get it.
Yeah, true. That's true. Never thought about that.
I honestly don't know what the market is, and so I do agree, Nishan, with the fact the price pool isn't there. But I think the way FIFA esports, at least the organizations are built, these at least are going to be built or are being built at this moment, is the other way around. You just get pushed by marketing, make sure everything is there, and then hope for a good performance down the line.
Sponsorship money is where it's, you know, that's going to be what fuels the organization, not prize money.
Exactly. And not only sponsorship, but just get marketing going for your team. Go to events, make sure you're visible, get your kit into the team, stuff like that. And then you have guys like the steady base, you can pay salary, and then you build towards that. You'll be world championship, they pay more for the marketing, you build that up, and that's it. Right? The prize money is a good extra, but it's not where everyone's going for. Who's looking at the prize money now? Well, players that are signing for teams. If you're like Tex and you know you're good enough, right? And then you can actually negotiate of the part of the prize money you get next to your contract. But for the other 99.9%, it doesn't quite matter, right?
Yeah.
And it's different than in Fortnite, where you can just say, I'm going to qualify, I'm a solo player, don't need an organization, playing field is level, and in the end, I might have a chance to get there. Oh, and now I'm in. But in FIFA, that's a bit different.
Yeah, you make a very, I mean, all of that I agree with, valid points. But the final comment you made is probably where is what the root or one of the root cause is of the issue, right? The level playing field. As I was saying, it's the only one time I've been able to play with R9 is during the World Cup mode because you could pack icons very easily. And other than that, I never traded up or had the know-how of how I would, you know, save up 3 million coins for when these SBCs, when they were actually available in SBCs. And I think the biggest challenge here, the broader point here is it's never been a level playing field. Now, I understand the grind. I understand this is called FIFA Ultimate Team, each to their own. You build it, you put in the grind, but you're never getting close to a good high tier prime icon moments with the grind. End of story.
No, I agree, and I do think that is a big problem, and I think we acknowledge that as well. That is just a big problem in this in the way it's built. But yeah, on the other hand, yeah, I still don't know who would be able to do this. That's the big. We've been talking about 45 minutes.
Put a message in there. If you're listening to this and you have paid EA for an icon, please write into the show and tell us who you are so that we can figure out who the hell wants to buy these cards.
I think just to top it off, right? I mean, my thoughts are this is a fantastic hustle. Kudos to the EA customer service rep who thought of it. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. The guy who's been involved in this and who ended up paying $2,000.
Could be a girl as well, right? We don't know.
Yeah, guy or a girl. Thank you. Thank you for the intervention. Yeah, fantastic. Good for you. You chose between your mortgage payment and or a prime icon moments. You've got your priorities right. If you're a footballer and paid for it, or if you earn 50,000 quid a week and above, just spend the money. You already gamble half of it away in a casino. So might as well put it up to FIFA points.
Those are close now. Maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, or avail the promotion. So footballers listening to this, you know, put the money into FIFA points.
No. Footballers are listening to this and want to support the show. Go to patreon.com/footandreview. There's a special tier for you guys. Just contact me or arrange something. Don't spend it on FIFA points. Keep the show alive. Sorry, yeah, Nishant had to intervene there.
No, you're absolutely right. Just go support the show. And we have a special tier for you lot. It's only 5,000 euros a week. Go and get it.
But you can give Paul a virtual high five and can actually see what's on his secret message board behind him.
I was going to write
something on it and then
forgot.
I was too much of a rush.
Now, but for everyone listening and wanting to see this on the Discord, he has a big red white writing board behind him on the his right side, left side from us. And there's secret trading tips written down there, but only everyone's in the Discord can see it.
I'm going to start putting cryptic clues on it for people in the Discord. One week I'll start doing.
Like coordinates from players, city they were born to and stuff.
I mean, if you really look closely, they are the updated stats for Leroy Fur before he was upgraded. That's how insightful Paul's red board is. So guys, you're missing out. You need to get into that Patreon. I mean, and we will accept if we have space. Yeah, I mean, this Patreon is pretty awesome. We do have criteria of who can get in. It's a well-knit society, so you really need to apply. We will be holding interviews. But hey ho, try your luck.
Thanks. Talk about trying your luck.
Just kidding. For those taking this quite literally, no. Just get on. Support the Patreon. It's a fantastic community. If we hadn't said it 500 times already.
Yeah, and we do not have a special football tier. It was a joke. Don't worry.
Not yet, anyways.
Exactly.
But footballers listening.
Not much there's any interested. That's
yeah. If you're interested, you know, let us know.
Yeah. There's also a special food and review tattoo.
Oh, hold on. I'll get it for people to just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man.
Some great audio content there. That wasn't... unless you're actually able to see me, that doesn't make any
sense. If you were looking to the stream, you can actually see Paul tearing off his T-shirt and see his food and review. tattoo this. Okay. So you're missing that while listening to the Audio Only show. Guys, I want to quickly discuss Team of the Week because we do get extra red picks this week. So can we take 5 minutes to discuss this? Because I don't think it's all that bad. Do you think, Paul?
That's okay. The Team of the Week's decent. I think we were talking before we came on. Like, it's stacked with, like, good fodder cards. I mean, in terms of cards that are usable, Luke Shaw looks pretty good.
Yeah, 100k. They are all really cheap at the stage of the game now.
Really cheap, like Goretzka for 139.
It's Gullit Gang.
Alba. It looks like a good card for 139k on Xbox right now.
Exactly. I mean, Jordi Alba's really good. You said Luke Shaw. I put him as centre-back, medium.
Jordan Larson. I mean, I need at some point to create a squad that's got Jordan Larson and Henry Larson up front. That's like, there's a Team of the Week, Jordan Larson, and he's like discard 9.7k, but that's, there's not too many father-son icon Team of the Week.
You can get a Swedish team going these days.
Sorry?
You can get a Swedish team going as well now.
Yeah. I've got, I've still got that Forsberg.
Kulusevski. Zlatan. You're getting there. No, but overall, pretty high rated cards. I mean, Mahrez, 88,000 coins. Who could have imagined? There's a really cool Juventus striker in there. Just 50k to pick up. Wouldn't mind getting him on a red pick tomorrow.
Actually, that card doesn't look that bad.
He's pretty cool. I used his previous inform. Worked for me as well. So, I mean, I'm building towards the Juventus squad someday. Probably be able to use it in August. And then, so let me get some more
info. Yeah, Morata is very well represented in foot. Not only he misses in foot for you, he will also miss in real life, 5 yards away from an open net. So there's that. So if you're looking for a true representation, there you go. That's a card. But talking about the left...
Mr. United, how many... where are you on the list now these days? Should we talk that way?
Well, we're number two. But best left back in the game, Luke Shaw, Berto Carlos.
Best centre-back in the game.
The shame of it is you play him at centre-back. But I think the good news there is he's got a stocky body type. So there's that, and he'll be a very good centre back. Definitely, he's got a good defensive awareness as well. So a lot of fullbacks these days have this agility, have the pace, but not the good defensive awareness. So he should be a good jockey. You should be able to jockey with him, and the medium work rates. They go well on Joe Gomez. I'm sure he'll be all right with it.
He's a good centre back. I'm not kidding. He's a bad. I wouldn't play him as a fullback, but I think he's a pretty good centre back. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, he is. He is definitely. Yeah. But no joke. But the thing with Shaw is that he's supposed to be actually 6'1". If you look at the foot database, he's 5'11" in game. Imagine if this was a 6'1" actual IRL height. He would have been a truly fantastic center back with that, with the right link. So, yeah, I mean, if I pack him in my Reds tomorrow, he's going in the subs bench and will probably play center back in the 75 minute plus or a midfield. I mean, my defenders right now is a Red Varane who seems to be doing the job. So I'm not going to complain. Did I say I got a Red Varane? He was my 20th Varane as well. Sorry, just putting it out there.
Yeah, you should just contact EA Help.
I'm a Varane super fan, according to EA.
No, but overall, though,
it's an anomaly.
If you have red picks tomorrow, there's plenty 90 rated cards or 88 plus getting here. I would say they are like the best cards, but I mean, getting Kane, Insigne, the Goretzka card looks really cool, by the way. I think he's very underrated now. But the Alaba, the Shaw, Casemiro, even, right? 91 rated center defense midfielder. He's slow, he's probably not like super usable. But if you pack him tomorrow, what's the problem? Free 91 rated card, go for it, right?
I was about to say, that's really good value. You get a 91 rated card that you can use in an SBC.
Exactly.
Free, fantastic, free fodder.
With perf great links and stuff, I wouldn't mind that. You get extra pick this weekend. I mean, we've had far worse than this.
Definitely, because there's a lot of cards that you can use for a variety of reasons. Most team of the week... the selections you've got, how many true usable players, one or two?
Yeah.
Maybe. This has got a couple of usable players and then plenty of other useful players for SBCs. So,
Romarinho is also a pretty fun card. 83 rated center attacking midfielder. And 92 pace, 84 shoot, 86 dribbling.
Acceleration, 92 sprint speed. Really high agility and balance. Yeah? That could be something I can see breaking a few controllers off the bench.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's 81 rated David, which always is a pretty cool card. As a new Korean goalkeeper, whenever I face Korean goalkeepers, they are like ninjas, which is insane. So I really want to try this one. Overall, I think this is pretty cool. And I mean, the only thing that's missing is that one elite card, right? The 500,000.
That's what most people look for when they have they want that card, but they never get it in the red pick.
Same problem with the promo this week. Is it ended, by the way, now? Is it done?
What if thing's done? Yeah, they're out of packs.
All right.
I thought they would have something, a best of thing.
Yeah, I expected that for two more days or something, but okay.
Yeah.
Which are you getting in your red picks? Which are you hoping for?
Oh, Goretzka. I would actually use that card.
Nishant?
Yeah, I mean, if I pack a Goretzka, then I'm probably selling up KDB and getting Kimmich in, Team of the Year KDB. Sell him up, get Team of the Year Kimmich in, and then go crazy, yeah? So, yeah, definitely a Goretzka, most usable. But I just want to make a comment, right? I mean, I fully buy in. I agree with the fodder Team of the Week. I agree with the usability of Team of the Week. But let's be very clear. Most of us have 600 left-backs and right-backs in our club that we're never going to use.
You can use them all centre-backs these days.
Of course, yeah. I mean, but there's still only four positions, yeah, unless you're bringing Acuña on as a midfielder 60th minute on. So the only point I'm going to try and make is fantastic. It's, yes, they're usable, but the bar is really, really, really low. And let's recognize that. I mean, these cards, they may be usable, but there are better iterations, both in the form of SBCs we have had, as well as other special cards at the similar price ranges as well. I mean, you look at that Ricardo Pereira card, who is slightly more expensive now because, you know, people have started to pick up on how usable that whatever card is, especially if he gets an upgrade to 89. But at an 87, it's a fantastic card just because of the passing stats and the unique body type in game, which not many people have picked up on. So, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to put it out there. Fantastic selection, but still behind the par curve. I wouldn't be losing any sleep over if I still, which I will, end up packing only 81 plus reds or 81 reds tomorrow. I won't be feeling too bad about it. It is what it is, and I'll move on. I'll be happy with my 86 rated Kleiber and 87 rated Ricardo. So just wanted to finish off that team of the week and round it off there. That it's behind the par curve. EA need to do better. Reward systems need to be restructured as well. But hey, we'll discuss that, I'm sure, at a later time.
No, I agree.
Definitely agree.
Yeah. Then Maldini got an Smaldini, I should say, got an upgrade. Let's see if he can actually stay in my club, or I'm just.
He's a bit like Marmite, isn't he? You either like him or you don't. And the problem with that card is, I've come up against him. He's been completely useless in some games, but in some games he's just been Virgil van Dijk plus. I mean,
yeah, I wish he did that once for me this weekend. He's been so awful. And I've been using him as center defense midfielder now. I don't know, switch him around with Jones, play him center defense midfielder or center midfielder. But he moves around like a tank, so he gets the ball and everyone sees it, like it's like he's got highlights on him. But then he moves in slow motion, like, why is he so slow? I don't know. I don't like this card.
High sprint speed, low acceleration.
Yeah, when I'm there, I'm really fast. No,
we need a new selection of center backs. Even my first informed Varane is getting a bit slow with the power curve now, and I'm really feeling it. Or maybe I'm just
shut it.
No. I think I'm just getting shit. At 2100 plus skill rating with the 5-3-2 meta, and I'm running a 10 depth 4-3-3, the problem is me. It's not you, opponent. I'm sorry. I should be playing this meta. I apologize for the community.
Maybe that's the problem. I played a small in card or 2400 skill rating this week. It's no pleasure. So, but I'll just give him a try. He got upgraded.
That actually matters a lot. That matters a lot, right? I mean, unless you're a Tex or you're John even, you can potentially play a Smaldini, but...
Nah, I can play Yero, but I can't play Smalling, so it's probably me as well, though.
Yeah, but honestly, that is a very important factor to consider. If you're an okay average player who is performing above expectations, surviving in Div 1 like I am, then Smalling is never going to work for me. I probably should know that already if I'm struggling with the Varane, because I like to abuse space and clearly need to be a better basics defender. But hey, we'll do a session later, I'm sure.
Yeah,
on that.
Yeah, 100%. Got a question in the chat for Paul, and Andy says, "Hey Paul, I thought you were taking off your top to reveal a Rangers t-shirt."
Yeah, well, that's a twist. It turns out all along I actually work for EA customer services and I sell FIFA cards at night.
Okay, well, if you're selling FIFA cards, when can people actually find you?
Send the money to bank account number. If you want to find me and not to buy FIFA cards and not to talk about that other team from Glasgow, you can find me on Twitter at footdad, FUTDAD, and as I say every week, you can send me messages on TikTok, Snapchat, and so I'm on all of them, but I don't actually use any of them, so Twitter's the place to be.
So just don't, no. Michelle, where can people find you?
Yeah, I prefer PayPal. Please don't. Not giving out any bank account details. PayPal, please. You can PayPal me. You can get my PayPal information from John. Or equally, you can find me on Twitter at 1NE_Nishant or the faulty one on Discord. But yeah, only talk to me about PayPal, nothing else.
I'm
not interested in making connections about how shit Manchester United are, because hey ho, Manchester is red. Over and out. Thank you.
Yeah, you cost just about 20% of our listeners now. Thanks for that. Yeah, appreciate that. Don't worry. Apparently, everyone listening to us is from Scotland these days.
Yeah.
So now that's true. That's not true, actually. US is by far the UK and US are by far the two biggest countries listening to this show.
Go US hockey team! Yay! We've got all our listeners.
And back. US US women football. Woot woot!
Yay!
Just saying. You can find the show on all podcast services around the world. Just type in Foot and Review and you'll find us. Remember, leave us a 5-star review if you do like us. If you don't like us, just leave us a 5-star review and put in the comments, we actually don't like you, but we do appreciate what you're trying to do. that always helps. You can support the show if you go to patreon.com/footinreview. Find the different tiers. Join our awesome Discord community who has been growing, and I can't even name everyone on this show again, but everyone that is listening to this, you are truly appreciated. And of course, if you want coaching, official coaching, just want to put it out there, go to footcoaching.com or find Foot Coaching on all social medias. And we're on Facebook these days, and also on Clubhouse, because although I might be a bit older, I'm not that old. So we're actually doing some sessions over there as well. You joining me, Paul, soon for an esports session on the Clubhouse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
He's like, I'm on absolutely everything. Just don't actually ever log into them ever again after I create the account.
But that's good. That's future presence, it's called.
Yeah.
I want to thank you all for listening. But I think it's really time for us to see you tomorrow. And drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-F-U. U T T T in view.
F
U
T
F U
T
F F F
U
T
F
U
T
T
T
in
drop
F U
T.